Well, when disasters strike, there are some things that government can and should do. But on the other hand, there are many things that they can never do. When disasters strike, there are many things the church most effectively does if they're prepared to do them. And in this segment, we're going to look at what the church and churches have done in Texas in response to the devastation caused by Hurricane Harvey. Our special guest is Dr. Shane Pruitt. He's the director of evangelism for the Texas Southern Baptist Convention. We just said is made up of about 2,600 churches in Texas. So there are a lot there, of which he said about 700 of them were actually affected to one degree or another in the greater Houston area. So I'm going to welcome you back again, Shane, and want to get right into it if I could. When you began to lead, and frankly are still leading, the Southern Baptist Convention efforts there in response to the devastation in the greater Houston area, how soon were you, once that hit and it became evident that there was damage, how quickly were you able to marshal the forces and put into effect the plans laid out by the convention there to respond? And what did you do first? What was the first response that you were called upon to do?
Yeah, great question, Sam. The easy answer to that is immediately. We had disaster relief teams that have been in place and leadership in place for a long time. I think emotionally you want to get people on the ground and get supplies there. But Harvey was a different situation in the sense of it wasn't a storm that came through and was done. It just stayed for days. And so we took that opportunity to check on communities, pastors, call, gather data. That way, the moment the rain stopped, we could respond immediately with a game plan. Immediately on the assessment part. But with so many areas still under rain and flooding, first responders would not even let groups come in until they could assess, the situation there, the injuries, the homes. But we took that as an opportunity where we were working overtime to get our game plan together specifically for a Harvey response.
Shane, my question is really twofold, and again, we thank you for being on, and we've got a number of stations in Texas, so perhaps some are hearing us right now even as we speak. Yeah. But number one, right now, this very moment, what is the current situation there in, for instance, the greater Houston area? How much have they recovered in the past couple of weeks? And as you look out your window, basically speaking, if I could put it that way, what do you see going on in Houston? And then secondly, in the help that the Southern Baptist Convention gives, is it directly to churches or individual people or organizations or civil government? Maybe you can break that down for our listeners as well.
Yeah, great question. So here we are today. I had a long meeting with my director of disaster relief yesterday, and he updated me. Over 275,000 homes have flooded, and it is massive. Already has been mentioned, we have 700 churches in that area, just the convention. There's other churches of other denominations, of course. And then over 100 of those churches have been damaged in some way. So it's a massive effort, but things have been responding quickly. One story I want to highlight is one of our great churches is Humble Areas First Baptist Church. Pastor there, Barry Jeffries. Ironically, I was supposed to preach the Sunday that they flooded. And of course, those got rescheduled there. But they had over, and that's a large church there. They run well over 1,500 people. And their entire worship center was in 2 feet of water. So wow. In the meantime of, fixing things at their own building, they are not just fixing a church building. They are still being a church to their community. So while they are, handling massive damage at their building, the teams from their churches and other volunteer teams that they have brought in have helped mud out 200 homes already. Mm. So the response is quick. This will be a marathon, but so many things have happened. Supplies down there. People are overwhelmed with supplies. They have lots of supplies. What's going to be a continual need is manpower, manpower in mudding out homes and rebuilding and those things. And so when I look at, I was down there all last week, and when I was visiting with pastors and some of our disaster relief teams that are already down there doing feeding and chainsaw and mud outs, there's a lot of exhaustion in eyes, but there's a lot of joy on faces. Because when people are built to minister, they thrive when they get to minister. And this is a great ministry gospel opportunity. And I've had multiple pastors say, Shane, we've prayed for years to get into that community, or we've prayed for years to gain favor with our city leaders. And this has made that opportunity a reality to minister to leaders, to minister to communities. And it's been amazing.
Shane, isn't that something? I'm listening to you, and we know as believers, we can look at events like this from a couple different perspectives. Some say, well, this was judgment on Houston because of certain things that they have done. And perhaps that could be part of it. I think we've talked about here, we ought to consider as a nation that God is sending a message to our nation about our collective walking away from him. But you're sharing some things that are really very, very encouraging. You're looking and saying that there are actually people that are saying, you know, in the midst of this trouble, God is actually, I would say, providing mercy. Is he not, by providing opportunities for the churches there to go into neighborhoods that may have been closed to the gospel? Expand on that a little bit. I think that's just a dramatic thing.
Yeah, spot on. And let me share two things with you that should make us shout from the mountaintops. You know, the Southern Baptist of Texas Convention is part of a larger family with the Southern Baptist Convention as a whole, which is made up over 40,000 churches, other state conventions. So everyone has come to Texas to help us. And we just got this report this morning. It was perfect timing for this show. I want you to listen to this. Through our efforts, the main reason we do disaster relief is to help people physically, but most importantly, to help them spiritually. And so every single one of our DR teams, whether it's a feeding unit, a mud out unit, a chainsaw unit, they all stop and share the gospel with that homeowner and that family. So listen to this. Since Harvey, in the last 2 weeks, 930 gospel presentations have been made. And listen to this, over 191 people have prayed to receive Christ through the Harvey effort doing.
Wow. Repeat that, 900 and what?
So we've done 931 gospel presentations, and as of this morning, 191 people have prayed to receive Christ through our disaster relief effort. So if you think about that, that's possibly 191 people that maybe would have never went to church or never listened to a gospel presentation, but because of this, they are open to what God has for them. They're open to a need. They realize how fragile life is and how fleeting physical things are, because they can literally be washed away by water. But our eternity and our faith in Jesus cannot be washed away, because he's the rock. And so 191 people have prayed to receive Christ. And then secondly, I want to say is that secular society has, I don't know if you've seen in the media, they have noticed the response of the churches. In fact, on Tuesday, there was an article put out by Washington Times, and the title of the article was this: Christians outpace FEMA aid for hurricane victims. Amen. And they put in their statistic, listen to this, according to Washington Times, 80% of aid has come from faith-based groups.
Amen.
To me, those are things we should shout.
Amen.
You know, this is a tremendous thing to take into consideration. And I remember back in the days of Katrina that it seemed as though, at least in my experience, the faith community did much more productive work than FEMA. And I think that there are probably still some people in Louisiana waiting for FEMA to rescue them. I don't know. That may not be true, but it's the point that I'm trying to make, that when Christians get together and work on a project, great things can be done. And my question to you, Shane, is this. You know, we know that God is the one who causes, allows, and directs all things to happen. Do you think there's the possibility that, and we never know completely what God's purposes are, but do you think that there's a great possibility that you could see a spiritual revival there in Texas as a result of what's taking place right now in this matter with Harvey and the cleanup and the residual effects?
Yeah, no doubt. One thing that I'm there's two things I'm sure of in this time is, number one, God is sovereign. He's all knowing. He's all powerful. So Harvey did not sneak up on God, if that makes
That's
sense.
Right.
Like, you know, Harvey did not sneak up on God. God was not surprised by it. And so I know that God's in control. Now, how that works out in details, I don't really know. But I know that God was in control of this. It did not surprise him. And then the flip side of that coin is There is nothing more beautiful and more powerful than the bride of Christ coming together to be the church, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, and being salt and light. And we have seen that happen.
Shane, this is fantastic. We're about out of time, but I don't know. I mean, obviously the Southern Baptist churches across the country are helping to support this, but are you also taking donations from people generally? And if so, give our people a place that they could go to help.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find all of the ways to respond by going to the website, www.sbtexas.com/Harvey. And there's all the ways to give and to respond and volunteer and all those good things.
Okay, Dr. Shane, we're going to actually put that on our website when we're done with the program. But thank you for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Dr. Shane Pruitt. He is the Director of Evangelism and overseeing the outreach by the churches there in Texas to helping the victims of Harvey. And boy, what some encouraging information he shared with us.